Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to your host, Reverend Adam, and Jay Tree. Hello, Jay Tree. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. How is everybody? I'm doing great, thanks. I'm ready to tackle on yet another day.
Wonderful. All right, and we're going to take callers today, as usual, with questions. So remember, when we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. It's one-part questions only, please. So if you have a question and then a follow-up question to that first question, that ain't going to cut it. We need one-part questions only. You can have questions about any topic within your life that you please. Remember to go ahead and, as we bring you on air, to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into that question. Before we bring you on air today and start taking callers, don't forget to check out WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That is WiccanTreeOfLife.com for all products and services provided through there from JTree. Also, don't forget to check out our website over at MerlinStaff.com. MerlinStaff.com to get a hold of myself and all of the products over there that you may need for your spiritual needs. Remember, lighting your way is our job and our task. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our first callers today and start taking customer questions. Oh, excuse me, one moment. First caller today is area code 650. First three digits are 815. Hello, caller. You are now live on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. Yeah, my name is Zara. I'm calling from California. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Actually, I was just wondering, I don't really have a specific question, if that's okay. I was just wondering if you could just give me a general reading, like whatever you pick up regarding, it's a new year, wondering what you see in the next few months, maybe. Is there anything I should know?
You know, what I feel we need to communicate to you is something that JTree is going to be able to help you understand as well, about leaving the BS of the last decade behind you, okay? Letting go, knowing that those that do not serve your highest purpose within your life have really shown themselves over the last year, and that now we are eliminating those that do not serve that highest purpose, and we're bringing in those that do. And to have faith, to have belief in yourself, to know that you are making everything occur, to know that everything is coming into place as it is meant to, and to know that the universe has got your back. You are not going to fall. You are not going to have your tower be dismantled after you have built it. So, Jay, would you like to give any enlightenment on this?
Absolutely. One of the things that I think that you should do is take a moment for yourself every day and write down one good thing that happened over the course of the day. You can do it in a journal. You can take it in a piece of paper. You can fold it up. You can put it in a jar. You can do it for the rest of the year. And then when you sit there on January 1st, 2021, you open up that jar and you see all the beautiful things that happened over the course of the year that you totally dismissed or you forgot about. It's one of the best ways to stay focused with just taking that quick moment for yourself every day and being thankful and grateful. The first thing I do when I open up my eyes is I say thank you three times. No one is guaranteed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us forget that. And when I open up my eyes, I'm like, well, looks like I got another day. And it makes me happy and grateful. And that's another thing that people forget to do, is just having gratitude just for opening up your eyes in the morning. Simple little things that it will open up amazing pathways for you if you just take a minute for gratitude.
Mm.
Okay.
Very true.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great evening. Know that everything is on its way. All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 205. First three digits are going to be 675. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. Thank you for taking my call. And my question is about an ex-partner that we were together for 5 years, 2 years ago, and we have reconnected. He has connected with me again, and we're thinking about a second go-around. We haven't confirmed. I would like to start off as friends first. That's what I told him. And I just want to know, what you, do you see around this reconnection?
Patricia, one of the things that I need to make you aware of, whatever broke you up in the past is going to keep breaking you guys up. Something is going to be remembered that it was very hurtful, and that you can try and try and try over and over again, but I would not suggest it. There's a reason why you broke up to begin with.
Okay.
May not be the message that you're looking for, but it is a honest and an answer from the spirit trying to guide you in the right direction. I suggest that, like you said, you do friendship at most, okay? And I feel that right now there is someone else out there for you, someone completely brand new, that will be all that you need them to be and that will have everything already. We don't go into relationships expecting the person to change or to be something they're not or to provide something. We have never been able to prove we can expect from them this. Okay, so remember, your path ahead is full of enlightenment and enrichment, but this also comes with that wake-up call, that call to get outside of that fear and know that what you need, what you desire, what you want is going to be there. It just may not be there as soon as you want it to be. And I know you've been on a long journey. I know you've been waiting. I know you have been in the position where it has been torturous to a degree. But the more you focus on a situation like this, and the more we throw our hands up and say, where is it? Where is it? The longer it takes to come in because there's resistance.
Wow. Wow, that was beautiful. In itself, the message, again, is confirmation of the wake-up call. Thank you so much for the message.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great evening.
Thanks. You Bye-bye. Do the same. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 920. First three digits are going to be 221. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Amy, and I'm from Wisconsin. Hello, Reverend and Jay. I would like to know what you see for my love life in the next 2 to 3 months.
You know, I'm feeling a lotus. I'm having a vision of a lotus coming up out of the water and blossoming and living within the sun's light. And then at night, it folds up and it goes back underneath the water and it doesn't return until the next day, until the light shines again. So what this is saying to me is that this love, this abundance, this beauty in your life is happening for you. And you've been working on manifesting. You've been working on spiritually, you know, aligning yourself and healing yourself. And this is wonderful. But know this, okay, and know this well. You are the creator and the master of your own destiny. You are the creator and the master of how you feel, okay? And we are constantly in a position where we feel pressured, where we feel pushed, where we feel programmed to expect certain things, then we are not going to purely manifest what it is we really want within our hearts. We're only going to end up manifesting the very thing we're afraid of. Hello?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. So I'd say it's going to be quite good, and it's going to be a roller coaster, honey. So buckle up, keep all hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller today is going to be area code 520. First three digits are going to be 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please
Hi.
State your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call, Reverend Adam, in your front.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa? Long time no hear.
I could call one of the most more recent times, but you were really busy. You really loaded on the calls. Wow.
Oh, honey, this switchboard is full up today, so I'm happy you got through.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
All right. How can we help you today?
I wondered how you saw things for me shaping up the next couple of months. I'm an independent contractor. And
yeah, I know. The money's already coming in, hon.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that's already been sent out there, and I want you to keep your eyes open for the birds right now, okay? Those are going to be your signs. For the birds.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I've got to call you for private. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Do you still have my number?
Yes, and you've got it on the website. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, go ahead and call when you're ready.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Much love, sweetie.
All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 334. First three digits are 587. One moment as we try and bring you on air. There we are. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hello, my name is Shakira, and I'm calling from Alabama. It's my first time on this show, and I just wanted to know, do you see new love, and how soon do you see it? Do you see it this year?
New love approaches in March.
Okay. Anything you can share about the love?
Okay, let me see here. Jay, would you like to step in on this one?
There's somebody that's going to come into your life, and they're going to be somebody that's unexpected. This person is
okay.
Is coming from, I want to say it, somebody not that you work with, but somebody that you're going to meet near work or at work.
Okay.
I know that's about as clear as mud, but that's the best that I can do because it's just, I keep seeing they're in some sort of uniform.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's all I get is that it's a dark colored uniform.
Do you also see around the same time frame, March or not?
Yeah. Yeah, the same thing that Reverend Adam said. It's just, it's some guy that's in this dark uniform. That's the best I can do, hon.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to come through. And I think what's happening right now is the universe is trying to teach you about faith and not having all the details, but going on that pure knowing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So allow it to just unfold. Allow it to come through. But we do not see you alone in life. We do not see you desperate and alone in life. We see you prosperous and happy within all of your areas, okay? And trust
Thank
me,
you
may not want to live as long as I see you living. But thank you and have a great night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Our next caller today will be brought on momentarily, but until then, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, we are now live and back on air. And if anyone is having a problem with any of our websites, we do apologize. Just check back on those websites periodically through the next 24 hours, and we should have them back up and running. Our next caller today is going to be area code 347. First three digits are 731. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Hello, caller by 347-731. You are now live and on air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can we help you today, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York. And my question basically has to do with interrelationship with this girl that seems to have a problem with me.
Okay. And what about this relationship? Is it a romance or a work situation?
Work. Well, really school.
School. Okay. Give me one moment. May I have your first name, please?
Yeah, Maribel.
Maribel, okay. Don't I know you, Maribel?
She's called him before, I think.
Probably way back when.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't hosted the show for a while until recent, but yeah, I got you. Hold on. Yeah, this one needs to be sent away spiritually. Their energy is too dominating, and they need to be dismissed. So I'm going to need you to reach out to me personally to get that done. Do you have a pen and paper?
I can get one right now.
Okay, when you're ready, let's
go. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Thank you. And you're going to call 443-319-3366. Mm-hmm. In fact, what I'd like you to do is send me a text with your information and the reason why you're contacting me, and then I will get back to you at my earliest convenience, okay? The reason being is I do have a full schedule this evening, but as soon as I can, I will get back to you. If you send me a text, it's going to be a lot easier to keep track of it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
One of the things that I'd like to add that I am on Facebook. If you go to Wiccan Tree of Life, facebook.com/Wiccan Tree of Life, you should be able to find me. There is a tree that actually has a yin and yang in it, and it has a very bright light that's shining through it, and that way you'll know that it's my Facebook page. One of the things that I don't do enough is I don't plug my website or what I'm capable of doing. I'm an energy healer. I can energy heal somebody remotely or when they're here with me. I also am very gifted with doing spells for people. I have a problem with insomnia, and I sat down with some crystals and some stones, and I cast a spell, and I put these underneath my pillow, and I sleep very well at night now. I can heal wounds. I've gotten rid of a kidney stone for somebody. I have healed somebody's mouth when they had oral surgery. So the things that I'm capable of doing are very vast, and I pride myself a lot on it. There's a lot of things that aren't on the website yet that we're trying to get on there, wiccantreeoflife.com, where it'll have services as well as it'll have spells that you can do yourself. They're very effective. I believe that we have a money drawing spell that's up now. We have a bring love spell. I forget what the other one. Oh, I did a dream job spell as well, because I know a lot of people right now, they're looking for.
Not posted yet.
That one's not posted yet?
Not
okay.
Yet.
Well, that one will go up, though.
That one will be going up very shortly. We want you guys to just bear with us as we are getting JTree's website up and running completely. We are going to be providing and having a whole bunch of different things posted to that website throughout the next year and then onward. We're always going to be adding and taking a few things here away from the website here and there. But just stay tuned on a regular basis to each of our websites and know that everything we are currently doing at any moment will be provided through the website as soon as possible. Please stay tuned. We will be taking callers just in one moment of getting back to the switchboard here and trying to find where we left off. I believe the next caller is going to be 216. Area code is 404. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Have we taken you on air yet?
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
All right, how's it going? No particular question, just whatever you see for me within the next 3 months.
Okay, give us one moment to tune in, please.
You're going on a trip someplace. And it's not really a long trip, but it's going to be very rewarding. You live in Ohio, there's so much that's within drivable distance. You're so lucky where you live. You're going to take it someplace. I can't see exactly where it is that you're going to go. I want to say towards Chicago, or maybe to Chicago.
Oh, I wonder why. Okay.
Okay. There is traveling in your future here, and that traveling is going to be business-related and pleasure. I'm feeling like there's something going on here. Have you been trying to run a business or create a business?
Yeah, I got a long ways to go. I got to get focused first. I want to start a business online with herbology and with other stuff, massage, but that's a long way to go, yeah.
Okay, so herbology and medicinal healing or root work?
Right.
Which one? Medicinal or root work? Or both?
Both, but I'm going to start with the herbs first. So.
Well, root work herbs could be used for either medicinal or for root work, okay? And if you want to really hatch it out, give me a call privately through the website at merlinstaff.com, and we can go ahead and talk further about that. But we will say to you that what you are about to do will require some traveling, okay? And know that traveling is not that far away for you in your future. There's going to be different areas, and some of these areas you were not expecting.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Is your website in the blog talk
You know what? Grab yourself a pen and paper. I'm going to give you my phone number. You're going to text that number with your name and information about what you talked about on the show. And then we'll go from there, and I'll get a hold of you as soon as I can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that number is 443-319-3366, okay?
Okay.
All right, all right. Thank you.
All right,
you have a good evening. All right, our next caller today is area code 631. First three digits are 909. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Suzanne, calling from Long Island. And my question, what changes or what do you see for the next 2 months?
Ah, perfect. Okay. So I see a lot of clearing that's happened over the last 5 months, I think, maybe a little bit more than that. A lot of energetic clearing, getting rid of shit that does not belong. I do see some obstacles that you've had in that previous amount of time as well. And it seems like every time you turn around, something comes in and tries to knock you down. That is now over with, and know that the blessings you are waiting on are about to be restored. The love life finally gets better. Communication becomes established and becomes clear, okay? The financial situation begins to balance out, but it's not really going to get better until after April and May, okay? That's when the financial increase actually occurs. But till then, you are going to have something come in that's going to help you balance it out more, get it under control. Okay. And also your spiritual awakening is beginning to happen more and more as your psychic abilities, your own intuitive abilities become more apparent to you and more on the surface. Okay. Do not allow yourself to be too sensitive to the energies around you. Just know that you are being taken care of and do your daily protection prayers and you'll be fine. Okay.
You know, I just had an intuition that I was going to get an interview because I'm looking for a job either this Monday or Tuesday, and I'm hoping I do have a love life.
Trust your intuition.
All right. Do you see that too?
Like I said, you must trust your intuition. So if you ask me if I see that as well, is that trusting your intuition?
Me, I think.
Oh, Jay.
No, I am, but I just... Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping down your throat for no reason.
I know. That's why I just was wondering if you saw that. That's all.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Okay. yeah, I'm sorry.
I get into the zone so much. It's like, just all right. Me.
So I do see good things that are coming for you, and they're coming in a wave. It's going to start off with just the minutest thing, and it's just going to escalate, and it's just going to get bigger and better, and it's going to balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be so happy.
Okay. So I'm putting it out there that I'm going to get a call for an interview Monday or Tuesday.
There you go. Speak it into existence, sister, and call your price too. Don't do anything less than what you want and what you need. Make sure that you're specific.
And what you deserve.
Make sure that you sit there and you say, I want this amount of money. I want to work this amount of hours per week. You know what I mean? Just be very specific. That's one of the things that we forget to do is that, oh, I want money. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to be specific. Or else, oh, look, I found 2 pennies on the ground. There's my money. You know what I mean?
Want more money,
want
and,
more
to
money
work
and to work close.
Right. Wonderful, wonderful. So come up with an amount that you really want to make every year. And then use that as your basis for saying, this is what I want.
And please connect with me outside of this venue. You know, send a message to Reverend Adam and have him get a hold of me so that way I can reach out to you. Because there's so many good things that we're all capable of, and we need to just stay focused and do so much more. And I'd love to connect with you outside of this.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Not that you
thank
need
you.
It, you don't.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Aye. And sometimes I got to remember I'm not hosting alone anymore. All right, guys. Our next caller today is area code 203. First three digits are 675. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi there, Pat. How can we help you?
Hi. I was trying to find you on Facebook. I can't find you, but and then website, but I think I found you. Do you sell essential oils?
It depends. I do sell essential oils, but we are located on merlinsstaff.com as
okay.
well as hello?
Okay, I found you then.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
merlinsstaff.com. Right, there should be an image of me on there. It's going to have those blonde highlights in the hair with a light in the image.
And don't forget to go to Wicked Tree Life too and sign up for the newsletter and the mailing list.
I can't find that one. Wicked Tree.
Wicked is WICCAN Tree TREE
yeah.
of Life. LIFE.com.
I know. I couldn't find it. I'll try again. Okay. Thank you. My question is, I'm very patient, but I have been, by choice, alone, single for over 30 years, raising my son, and then it just got easy to be alone, doing a lot
yes.
of healing. I know I have more healing, but I'm planning on having my life partner come in this year. Do you see that?
Wonderful. That's an affirmative from me.
It's good to see that you're willing to go ahead and give your heart again and take it all the way, not just, oh, well, maybe, blah, 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 blah. If you feel that you're ready, which I really sincerely can see that you are, then you are going to make this very successful. You're both going to be very happy together. And the love that you're going to carry through both of you is just going to be immense.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And you know, as we work on ourselves and we raise that vibration, so does the vibration of what we manifest. So know
yeah.
that where you are today and what you are manifesting further in the future is going to be nothing like what has occurred in the past. Your twin flame and you will be reunited in good time.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a life of unbelievable darkness. And that's all been fine. But I was telling my therapist today, I had a shaman work on me once, and she, you know, and she was going to tell me my life purpose after she retrieved my soul. And she said, your life purpose is you didn't kill yourself. And I thought, are you kidding me? I need more of a life purpose than that. You know, I need something to look forward to.
Uh-huh.
So really,
the reason she told you that was because you did kill yourself in a previous lifetime. Okay. And this lifetime was meant to break that cycle. But now your new purpose, you see, that new purpose was not able to be given to you at the time. It's a new time now. Your new purpose is to expand the consciousness and the awakenness of others into spirituality.
Okay. You know what? It almost happened in this lifetime, too. I was put on a medication like the woman that drowned her kids, and I kept going to my therapist telling her I was, you know, in really, really, really bad shape. And so it's interesting. You do repeat the patterns until you clean it all up. I appreciate what you've told me.
Well, no problem, sweetheart. And what I'm going to ask you is to reach out to me privately, okay? I see the history of what you've been through. I see the curses. I see the hexes, the jinxes, the demonic attacks. I see the spiritual attacks, not even demonic, just spiritual attacks from the abyss, okay? I want you to reach out to me personally, and if you don't mind, may I take a picture of your phone number so we can reach out to you ourselves?
Sure. Sure you can.
Okay. One moment, please. We're going to just stay on the line with us, and we're going to take a picture of your phone number here. So we go ahead and call you. And what's the name on that one, please?
My name's Pat.
Pat, okay. You know, I keep getting the L's for you. I don't know why the L's are coming up.
L's, E-L-V-E-S?
No, L like the letter L.
That I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Well, could it be a brother-in-law that's going to pass soon? I mean, what do you feel about it?
We don't say pass. We say crossing over. Pass is a term that refers to a darkness and an ending. There is no ending. So I'm not here to correct you, but I am here to teach you.
Energy is never dispelled. Energy is just transformed into a different kind of energy when we cross over.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
It could very well be connected to that, but we'll have to go into detail more about that in the private session, okay?
Okay. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and you have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take one more break, and then we'll be right back with you. Now back and on air. Our next caller today is going to be brought on momentarily. Our website at Wiccan Tree of Life will be back up and running shortly, but until then, go ahead and remember to look it up tomorrow. We do have the website Merlin Staff up and running right now. That's going to be merlinstaff.com. Anybody looking to get a hold of J-Tree can reach out through the phone number located on the Contact Us page. All right. Our next callers today are going to be area code 415. First three digits are going to be 758. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thanks. It's Jessica, New Jersey, and I wanted to see what you're picking up around my business and what I need to do to connect with the right clients and start bringing in lots of money.
Okay. Social media, you're already doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one way. Now, remember, don't always just do what's paid for with social media. Get on there, start making regular posts. I'm going to let J-Tree step in on this one.
What was your name again, hon?
Jessica.
Jessica. Okay, so the first thing that I can see that you're not doing enough of is networking. And when I mean networking, I mean getting your name and your face out there, meeting new people, being sociable, going to different events. There's always networking events that happen. Meet with other business members. Meet with other other people. What do you do for advertising? Do you have like a Facebook fan page, or do you have anything that can people drop by? Do you have a website? What are you working with?
Yeah, so I post a lot on social media. I have a website, but I'm not attracting the right types of clients who have money and to pay. You know, who can afford what I'm offering and things like that.
Okay, well, don't drop your prices. We've got to find a different avenue for you because obviously those things aren't working. The only thing I can foresee that's actually going to work is for you going to different things like art events and things like that, that you can actually go out and you can meet with people, you can shake hands, you can give out business cards, you can get yourself out there, you can start, move out of your comfort zone, basically, is what I'm trying to convey to you, Jessica. Get out of your comfort zone. If you're sitting in an office behind a computer, it's not doing a darn bit of good.
Right. Okay. So just basically keep going out, because that's what I recently just started doing, going out, meeting people, because people definitely like me when they meet me. You know, it's a different connection than online.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things nowadays that people have forgotten, that the human touch has been removed. I myself work in a business where I do phone calls as opposed to emails because I get better better results that way. Because if you hear a voice and they're very personable on the phone, then you're always going to remember them. But an email, people get emails, they get hundreds of emails a day, and everything gets polluted. I mean, unless they know they're waiting for something for you, they're not going to put you on the safe sender list. They're not going to be looking for your email.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is to start being more and more sociable outside of your comfort zone. That's what I keep saying.
So do you have a time of when this is going to turn around? Because I want to bring in money now.
Well, speak it into existence. Make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to happen. It's coming. It's like it's right there on the precipice. And all you have to do is reach out and grab it.
That's exactly how I feel. And I keep saying, like, I don't want to keep having that experience like a carrot in front of me that keeps dangling, but it's like, I want it now. I keep telling Spirit, I want it now. I want it now. I'm like really hungry for it.
You're not going to be a carrot on the stick, and you're not going to be constantly going after the carrot on the stick, because that carrot on the stick constantly moves further and further away as you keep moving closer and closer. Okay? Remember, you are in a position. You have full control over how you reach out and grab it. You know? What does Bugs Bunny do when he's got a carrot on the stick dangled in front of him?
He sinks those teeth right into that baby.
Yeah. He reaches out and grabs it. He doesn't try and run towards it. He just stands up, grabs it off, and he eats it.
Okay. Yes, amen. I'm doing that too. Exactly. Thank you for sharing that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And don't be afraid to be gentle while you're socializing. It's okay. We know you're an empath. It's okay. You will be able to socialize. You'll be able to delegate. You'll be good. Come into it with confidence. That is your protection.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you're right, because I sometimes it gets to be too much. People start telling me their problems. I don't want to hear it. So you got to book a session, you know?
Well, of course you don't want to hear it. But you know what? A part of helping a person feel comfortable and trying to be a client is to hear their problems. It's to listen to them. It's to have that compassion. Would we expect anything less from someone that was trying to solicit us?
Right.
Again, people like
agreed.
A lot of that has been dismissed, and it's over the past 20, 30 years has just been pushed
Precisely.
Out of the wayside. Be unique, be different, be who you need to be.
Yep. So
okay.
Remember, you have so much inside of you. You know what? Take a few minutes with her. Let's keep talking to her.
Okay. I don't have a problem with confidence, luckily. I've always been confident but not cocky. I've been approachable. I have been everything that I can be to bring clients in. And I've gone through slumps, too, where I have not had anybody and sat there and said, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? Where am I going with this? Why am I doing this? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, you know what? God and Goddess, I need you to step in. This is yours to sort out. I'm just the bystander and I am the passenger. So it's up to you. You have complete control and you know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm supposed to pause right now. Maybe I'm supposed to just take a deep breath and just breathe. Maybe. Okay. And we think that way as human beings. And we don't know what's on the forefront, and a lot of us won't push the envelope. Some of us do push the envelope,
right.
And we worry about the repercussions afterwards. So whatever you are most comfortable with, push that to the wayside, do something out of your comfort zone, and you're going to see amazing things happen, and they will happen quickly.
Thank you for that blessing.
They really do.
I've definitely been feeling to keep pushing forward and to keep going, and I see how you guys do, like, hey, we're going to follow up text us, whatever. And I just recently started doing that. And I have sort of been questioning, like, is this what you guys want? That's out of my comfort zone. I've been like walking people through the process of signing up for a session. Like, yes, come on, go sign. I'm usually, I tend to look at that as like being a little pushy, but it's like, I think that might work. I'm not sure. I don't want to control or dominate people.
People love to be told what to do. They love it. It's like, okay, look, you're at a stop sign. You're going to make a right-hand turn. Okay, here I go. Well, guess what? I told you what to do and you did it. So in the business world, it works the same exact way.
Yeah. And it,
how do
it's
I get
like,
over this thing
let me,
of not...
Let me
I don't
explain
wanna, about,
to you. Hold on.
Let me explain to you
the psychology. And I'm not even a psychologist. I'm just a spiritual counselor. I know a thing or two about psychology, but let's get into this for a minute, okay? Let's have a little debate. Oy vey, I'm going Meshuggah on you, okay? Look at it this way. The psychology behind it. People are out there in the world wanting a roadmap. They want a roadmap to life. There is no fucking roadmap, okay? Excuse my French, but yeah, I'm getting a little Meshuggah over here. They want something where they know, okay, this is step one, this is step two, this is step three, okay? And the reason they want it is because no one wants to go and steer their ship into the unknown. No one wants to go into the darkness of life and not know what the fuck's going to happen. Oh, is there a monster coming out of the closet? Is this monster going to get me? Mommy, there's a monster in my closet. Okay, booby, yes, there's a monster in your closet. Let me go kick its ass. Okay? Here's the thing. When you were getting into this, and what you're doing even right now, you're looking for a roadmap. Is this not true?
Yeah, how do I get over the thought that it's sort of trying to control them, of like, sign up, tell me tomorrow, sign up tonight, or something? Like, how do I...
Because people, the way you get over it is you have to show your customers how they get a hold of you. What avenues, I mean, do you get a hold of a website person if they don't put the number on the website? When you're trying to get customer service for a website online, for example, you can't find a damn phone number to call these people anymore. Some of them have no phone number whatsoever, and then you feel like you're out of place because what? Now they say to email them, do a private chat with them online? How the hell do you know you're talking to a quality person?
Right.
At the end of the day, the way you get over it is to know your customers don't have that knowledge. Okay? You have to provide it to them. You have to assume your customers don't know your field. Or don't have the basic skills. Because a lot of Americans don't. I'm not saying everyone doesn't, but a lot of Americans, a lot of people elsewhere in other parts of the world, they don't have these skills. So you're just leading them. Because all you got to do is one customer, you show it to them once or twice, and they got it.
Okay. Because every time I've worked with a healer over the years, because this is what I compare it to, and I see this as what's holding me back to or putting the hesitation, I have never had anybody, quote, not pursue me, but direct me. I just always felt called to work with someone, and I did. They never were, like, following up with me.
Right. And I think, too, though, that since you have worked with healers in the past, maybe they weren't the right healers for you. Maybe you and I should connect outside of this venue as well. And so that way we can go ahead and you know, do what we need to, mm-hmm. because it sounds like you definitely need some help, and I'm willing to help you. So,
I love it how you did that. Good for you. That's great. Thank you for modeling that.
Oh, absolutely. And no, but I'm serious though. I mean, get a hold of me outside here and let's talk some more. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys, your help tonight. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 917. First three digits are going to be 312. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you, Reverend. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. So my question is this. Okay, so I'm looking for an apartment, and I have a budget in mind of what I would like to pay for rent. Possibly
okay.
It might go higher, but I just wanted to see, will it be, I have a number. The number that I have in mind is $1,675, or do you think the apartment might be a little lower or a little higher?
I'm seeing a $1,500. And it's going to be perfect. It's going to be exactly what you're looking for.
That makes sense because what I was seeing, I didn't get a number, but I got it just below the mark. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yay! That sounds good. Okay, so
where did you say you were from?
I live in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn, but I'm
planning
on moving to New Jersey. Yeah.
Well, you want to say something?
Me being a Brooklyn boy myself from Flatbush, I'd want to tell you what rents were when I lived there back in the 80s. But there's a lot of people that go across the across the river. They go over to Jersey, and they find that it's very tolerable, and it's a lot greener than what Brooklyn is. Brooklyn's a beautiful, beautiful city. Don't get me wrong, one of the best boroughs as far as I'm concerned. Stand up, you know. But sometimes you have to go across the river and you have to go into New Jersey. And I mean, the commute for you is still going to be nice because you can take the train, you can take buses, you can do whatever you need to get to work, to and from. You don't really need to drive, which that's a blessing in itself right there because that saves you a boatload of money with a car payment, with car insurance, which is astronomical in New York. You're in a good position right now. You're in a pivotal position where you're going to find that place that's over there in New Jersey. And I see it as a, I don't want to say it might be a duplex or a townhome. It's one or the other. That's what I see for you.
Okay. I can't wait. Yippee. I'm in the process of looking for it now. Sounds good.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
well,
I will call you guys back.
To do what you got to do and let us know how it goes, okay? But it is happening.
Thank you. You bring tears to my eyes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Night.
Okay, guys, talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, our next and final caller for this evening will be 775-762. And hello, caller, you are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Wonderful to speak with you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. And,
yes.
I'm 68 and a half, and I'm hoping I can work at least another year to a year and a half. I've had a good rapport with my doctor. She's helped me because she's written notes so that I can take off one day a week. And that's helped me to work. But I got very sick on the 15th. Terrible pain in my back. And I've been off since then. And I'm going to see her this coming Wednesday. And she was kind of mean to me on the phone. And I said, well, I feel like I need to be off the entire month of February. And she got mad. And she said, it doesn't work that way. And I've got tons of MRIs and CT scans to back me up. All this medical evidence. She has helped me, but she wasn't nice to me on the phone on Friday. So is she going to write me off for more time through February or through February? What do you see?
You know, I'm feeling like we're getting into a battle zone with her, and I'm feeling like now she's coming off with such an abrasion side of this. I want you to basically walk in there and tell her if she does not give you this additional time off, you're calling a lawyer and her ass is going to be grass.
Wow.
Okay. You have FMLA? Like, have you been there for years?
Well,
you can take time off or no?
Well, that's a great question. I have been with my employer for a little over 2.5 years, but I've been taking ADA to protect my job, and it's always been approved. She did write a renewal for another 6 months, which I'm very thankful for taking, like, off one day a week, which has helped me to work. And she prescribed a new medication, and Reverend, I was raised to ask questions and look up side effects. She didn't like it when I asked side effects, and it was prednisone. And Reverend, it's a nasty drug. And finally, out of desperation, I took some ibuprofen. And she did say that maybe she might refer me to a bone doctor because I need some help. I want to work, and I've got so much overwhelming evidence. She was mean to me.
Okay, leukemia?
No, I don't. I said she was mean to me. I do not have leukemia. I had a broken back over 30 years ago, and now rheumatoid arthritis has set in, and I could barely walk for several days.
Okay, what you're going through is not even your own physical health. This is physical health that has been overlaid upon you.
Mm-hmm.
This is shit that is a spiritual reason all of this is happening.
All of her stress ends up in her back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it
like
does.
If she's stressed out or if she's upset or something like that, her back will just tighten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's a spiritual attack, and it's also her own spirit. It's like she's attacking herself, and there's outside sources attacking her. And I'm not trying to talk about you in the third person here on the show, but we're having a conversation. We're professional to professional here, and we're trying to determine what it is that we are seeing. Because you have got so much chaos all the way around you on both spectrums.
What do you have for an outlet?
You know what?
Like,
I have chills because I think she is mad at herself. Because it was her assistant that called me and she said, well, how much time do you need? And I said, well, based upon history, I think I need till the end of February. And then I got an email stating that they couldn't do it that long. And then they said they would. And so then I called the medical secretary, which I'm supposed to do, so that they could get the paperwork started. And I said, how long do you see me approved off? And they said,
Okay. I got you, honey. We don't need the whole story. You're doing good. We understand where you're coming from. The details are important, but we have the details. Remember, you're calling psychics. We can see it all. So what I am telling you is, yes, you have your point of view correct, but you have to stay strong, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't come in as the victim. Come in as someone in a situation that is not going to allow themselves to be taken advantage of.
Right. And my appointment is this coming Wednesday at 3:40. She has ordered an MRI, and I'm going to try and see. There's a very nice lady in radiology. I'm going to connect with her on Monday, and I'm going to see, can you get me in on Tuesday or even in early in the morning on Wednesday? Because I think that'll support me even more.
Yes, I understand, and it probably will. You know, but at this point, make them call your bluff. Threaten to sue their asses if they don't do what they are supposed to do legally and morally.
And I told her, I said, well, I won't. She said she might not write me off any further than this coming Wednesday. And I said, well, then I'll probably lose my job. And she said, well, I'm very sorry to hear that. But this is ADA. This is supposed to protect
me
my job.
Do. you tell them if they try and hurt you through this, you are going to have their job by taking their asses to court. And you will not only sue them personally for defamation of character, but you will sue the company.
Yeah.
And you will call until you find a way to get to the head of the company and discuss the matter with them. That's good enough. Come in from a place of strength, and we'll go from there. Call us back and let us know what happens.
I have you seen the movie Message in a Bottle?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie, and it shows a man out in the middle of the ocean in a boat, and all of a sudden these huge waves come up, and he's rocking back and forth in the middle of the ocean, and he's fighting for his life. That's what I have felt like, and then today, about an hour ago, I had a vision. It was like I was washed up onto shore and more peace, and I am going to go in there with the attitude that you told me, not as a victim.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be calling an attorney on Monday. And how dare, and I will get a new doctor, but I can't do it right now because there's paperwork that needs to be done
for
my employer.
Okay, so just as an empath, I want you to do a protective prayer, and then you can get mad. Don't go kill nobody. Don't go hurt nobody physically, but you can get mad and voice your opinion, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm a very kind person.
Okay.
And do you see me being able to work at least another year?
Honey, this is all we have time for today. But I will tell you this. If you go in there with confidence and not as a victim, but as someone that is not going to allow themselves to be a victim, you will be just fine and your job will be secure. Go and call the CEO.
That sounds like great wisdom.
Thank
you. Please pray for me this next Wednesday at 3:40.
Already done. Have fun.
God bless you. I love you. Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. We want to wish you all great love and many blessings and stuff out there. May you all find your light. May you all find your path and your way. But remember, it is the confidence that we have in ourselves. And I don't mean the external ego type of confidence. I mean the real internal confidence, knowing we are enough, we are good enough, we are all worthy. This is what truly matters. Do not focus on the opinions of others, because those opinions of others do not shape you. They do not determine your value. They do not put the breath in your body and in your lungs. They do not pay your rent, okay? They do not pay your mortgage. Trust in yourself. Know who you are and allow that to shine. Anyway, I'm getting off of my soapbox for the night. We want to wish you in love, light, and many blessings. Jay Tree, do you have anything to sign off with tonight?
It's been a pleasure to be here again, Reverend Adam, and I hope that more and more people reach out to us because of what we're capable of doing to help everybody that's out there. There's so many people that listen in, but they don't hear the messages that are conveyed. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why I want to also have people connect with me on Facebook. That's the best way to reach me is through social media. Again, it's facebook.com/WiccanTreeOfLife. My page is the one that has that tree in it, that has a yin and yang in it, and also that white light beam that goes through it. And there's ways to contact me through email. It's wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. You can send me a text at 678-791-8913, and I'll respond to you. I am an energy healer. I am somebody that can cast for you. I have a lot of confidence in you and what you're capable of, and if you reach out to me, you won't be disappointed with what I'm able to convey as well as to help you with.
Wonderful. Thank you. Once more, everyone, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam.
Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.